Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He is worthy. He is worthy. Saints, these are precious times, and we need the move of God. I just want to encourage everyone today by saying, keep the faith. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of what obstacles you face, remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Keep the faith. When no one seems to understand, keep the faith. If it seems like the walls are coming in on you, it only seems like it. Keep the faith. We are in the last chapter of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And in this last chapter, Paul exhorts and admonishes us about different things and different areas that we need to take note of. And one of them in particular is how we keep company and how we surround ourselves around certain people. But before we begin, let's review some things that took place in Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2, verses 1, excuse me, 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians. Paul reasoned with Thessalonica. He did not reason with them with flattering words, but with plainness of speech out of the scriptures. Today we also come to you with plainness of speech, that we may reason with you out of the scriptures, that you may have clear understanding. God has given us pastors according to his heart that feeds us with knowledge and understanding plainly. The scripture says we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, so we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Paul encouraged them to walk worthy of the Lord who called them. We too have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world. God knows we are his, and he has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Paul also made them aware of the things they would suffer for being followers of Christ. And we too have been made aware. And I believe the benefits of God outweigh the things we suffer. The Thessalonians did not receive what was given to them as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. What we are taught, we too receive, and we trust and believe that it comes from God. Paul instructed the Thessalonians how to separate what they did from what the Gentiles do. We too have been taught how to separate ourselves from the cares of this world. In fact, in Corinthians, we are asked and told, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? The Thessalonians were concerned about those who had already died. They thought they would miss the resurrection since they died before this message of Christ had been given. Paul said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. We too have this hope in Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Corinthians also explains, we shall not all sleep. But we shall all be changed. They also learn not to be busy in other man's matters, and know them which labor among you. Again, how can we know those that labor among us if we don't fellowship with them? How can we help them or be helped by them if we are not around them? Fellowship is the sharing of interests, ideas, and experiences. Relationships is the connection of people by marriage, blood, or kinship. What connects our fellowship and relationship is Jesus. That is, perfected by assembling ourselves together. How can the feet help the body if it is not attached? How can the eyes tell the body where to go or what to look out for if they're sitting on the table? How can you hear without ears to hear? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now let's look at chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brethren, after we all the things we've been through, after all that has happened, pray for us. That the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable, wicked men. For all men have not faith. There were many trying to stop Paul from bringing the truth. And there are also many today who are trying to stop the truth from coming forth. Here's a twofold problem today. On one hand, the non-believers are trying to stop the gospel from being preached to the people. On the other hand, there are leaders that are not preaching the gospel to the people. But the word, the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. God's word is going to go through. Verse 4 says, and we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. I am confident also today, if we stay in the word, stay in church, continue to fellowship, continue to study the scriptures, God is faithful and will establish us in the faith and will direct our hearts to be patient and wait for the coming of Christ as long as we listen and do as God tells us. But here's another thing that we must consider and do. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the traditions which he received of us. One scripture says, avoid them. First John says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Meaning, have no religious connection with them. There are two things here that will help us be safe and grow. Let me address the latter first. If one does not bring this doctrine, meaning the doctrine of Christ, they are usually the ones that come knocking on your door or trying to hand you out literature on the street. If they don't bring the teaching of Christ, don't allow them in your home or receive what they offer. Do not wish them joy. Do not wish them eat well, success, or prosperity. Don't say God bless you or peace unto you. You don't have to be rude, but stand your ground and simply say no thank you. It's getting warm and there will be all types of people with all types of teachings and beliefs approaching you. Don't be shaken or moved. The second thing, those that are called your brother but are disorderly, the ones that fellowship with you, they know to do right, but they don't. If they walk disorderly, undisciplined, uncontrolled behavior, if they are not following the teachings that have been taught, you need to withdraw, which means remove oneself from active participation. It means to back off. It does not mean abandon them. And we will see this later. Verse 7, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, For we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Mm-hmm. Paul says, you know how we carried ourselves. You can follow us because of our example. Then it says, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. More Jesus, you know what you have been taught. You know no one has forced you or merchandised you. You have been taken care of financially and spiritually. We have not taken from you or taken advantage of you. We watch for your souls, for we must give an account. Paul led them by example. If he had to work with his hands, he did. For those who have been with us know, we labor with our own hands here. If there was no one else to do the work, we did it. If no one else was here to serve, we would. If there was no one else to clean, we did. If our hands could do it, we did it. You need leaders that are willing to serve you, not pimp you, drain you, and then leave you. For even in verse 10, when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. This was a proverb among the Jews. Men who could work, but would rather support themselves by begging, they should not get one morsel of bread if they do not work. Verse 11 says, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. This is not to offend, but I'm just going to be blunt here. There are those that come with alternative motives. Serving Christ is not in their best interest. They are looking for a handout. They are full of suggestions with no participation. They want something for nothing. They are seen in the church on occasions. They participate in being served and not serving. You only see them every now and then. They don't give. They don't offer. But as soon as things are being given out, as soon as there's a picnic, as soon as the church goes on an outing, they are the first ones on board. Busybodies do everything they should not do. They do nothing. They become religious gossips, talking about what everybody else is doing or everything that should be done. The same thing going on now was happening then. You'll find this in all churches. Remember, I said earlier, we are not to abandon them. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he says in the next few verses. Verse 13, but you, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, meaning observe them, and have no company with them, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, mm-hmm. but admonish him as a brother.
Yes.
Paul has addressed this more than once, and for good reasons. Just because they are undisciplined does not make them an enemy. Yes, we should avoid close fellowship with those that refuse to repent and do right. But we should also seek every occasion and means to share truth, that we may be able to bring them again into the right way. Mm-hmm. Our responsibility is to reprove them gently, but seriously. They are still our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. In conclusion, in verse 16, 17, and 18, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. the salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. My time is up, and I truly thank you for yours.